This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Officials with the Obama administration said Monday they will not submit implementing legislation for the pending Panama, Colombia, and Korea free trade agreements to Congress until there is an agreement with lawmakers to renew an enhanced version of Trade Adjustment Assistance Program. The program, which provides reemployment assistance to workers who lose their jobs due to overseas competition, lapsed earlier this year due to opposition from House Republicans. The program was put in place as part of the 2009 economic stimulus package. In testimony before the House Agriculture Committee last week, American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman said the inability of Congress and the administration to move three stalled free trade agreements is hurting U.S. economic growth. Farmers are making gains in corn planting, but seeding is still behind compared to last year and five-year averages due to cold, wet weather east of the Mississippi River and flooding in the lower Mississippi River Valley. The Agriculture Department's Crop Progress Report released Monday said 63% of the corn is planted compared to 87% planted last year and the five-year average of 75% planted. USDA Agricultural Research Service agronomist Greg McMaster has developed computer software that tells farmers when to spray pesticides. The software, called Phenology MMS, or Modular Modeling System, predicts the timing of plant growth stages so central Great Plains farmers and ranchers can know how their crop is progressing and when to apply pesticides, fertilizers, and water. The American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman wrote to members of the Senate Tuesday urging them to support rural education by co-sponsoring S-946, the Office of Rural Education Policy Act. Stallman says rural schools face unique challenges and are often able to provide unique benefits to their students. He added that the challenges faced by rural schools are diverse and can include small enrollments, federal and state education funding inequities, geographic isolation, challenges in recruiting and retaining effective teachers and leaders, and limited access to advanced courses. S-946 establishes an Office of Rural Education Policy inside the current Office of Elementary and Secondary Education at the Department of Education. The Office of Rural Education Policy Director will establish a clearinghouse for issues faced by rural schools, among other responsibilities. In a meeting with reporters in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, AFBF President Bob Stallman said farmers aren't happy with the Supplemental Revenue Assistance Program created by Congress in 2008, and the program isn't a priority for Farm Bureau at a time when Congress is looking to cut farm spending. Stallman said farmers would prefer Congress to pass temporary disaster bills. According to Stallman, continuing the SURE Disaster Assistance Program would likely require taking money from other farm programs that are more helpful to farmers. Stallman also said he hopes Congress will complete action before the August recess on trade agreements with Colombia, Panama, and South Korea. His sense is that if you would put any or all three of these agreements on the floor of the House or the floor of the Senate right now, all three would pass. He says when you look at the economic interests of these agreements as opposed to the philosophical interests, the support is there to pass them. The swollen Mississippi River is taking its toll on agriculture in the South. Yazoo County, Mississippi farmer John Phillips said thousands of acres of his cotton and corn crops are destroyed. In Louisiana, roughly 100,000 acres of land planted to rice and sugarcane near the Atchafalaya Basin were flooded after the Morganza Spillway was opened over the weekend. Oyster beds in the Pelican State have also been flushed with fresh water from the river after spillways were open. Harlan Pence Jr., the executive director of Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board, says oysters are getting crucified. This fresh water hit at the absolute worst time. After a thorough analysis of empirical evidence, new peer-reviewed research calls into question one of the chief claims of ethanol opponents, the negative impact of so-called indirect land use change as a result of corn production for ethanol. The new study, Indirect Land Use Change for Biofuels, Test Predictions and Improving Analytical Methodologies, was prepared by Sugundu Kim and Bruce Dale of Michigan State University and is to be published in an upcoming issue of the journal Biomass and Bioenergy. The Agriculture Department's National Institute of Food and Agriculture has announced a grant to Pennsylvania State University and several collaborators to develop a nationwide network to monitor and maintain honeybee health. The overall goal of the $5 million five-year project is to focus on extension efforts while expanding upon previous USDA-funded research. The scientists will use an epidemiological approach to determine which management practices most successfully reduce honeybee mortality and increase profitability for beekeepers. American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman is urging senators to sign a letter circulated by Senators Kent Conrad of North Dakota and Chuck Grassley of Iowa asking for support to fund rural health care programs. The Conrad-Grassley letter seeks federal assistance to recruit and retain rural health care providers and seeks aid for rural communities working to secure health care facilities and emergency medical equipment. Farm Bureau also supports funding other programs outlined in the Dear Colleague letter. Preliminary estimates of Texas drought losses have reached $1.2 billion and are expected to escalate higher this year as livestock producers continue to sell off herds and crop conditions deteriorate, according to economists with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. Earlier in May, corn and soybeans planted in the Morganza floodway sat parched. Farmers were anxious for rain. Today, water covers these same crops drowned by the opening of the spillway. Estimates before the floodgates opened were that about 18,000 acres of Louisiana's crops would be damaged, but flooding isn't restricted to the basin. Water from flooding or seepage is affecting many acres from East Carroll Parish down to the coast, according to Kurt Guidry, a Louisiana State University Ag Center economist. First damage estimates are at nearly 300,000 acres impacted, which could translate into $200 million in damages. Connected Nation unveiled its Broadband Readiness Index on Wednesday that assesses the broadband infrastructure for all 3,219 counties in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. The index shows that counties containing 45.6% of the nation's household still fall significantly short in meeting national broadband plan goals of fixed and mobile broadband access for both current and future needs. The index measures each county's progress against each of these benchmarks, assigns a grade to each component, and calculates an overall grade. It will be updated every 6 months as the National Broadband Map data is updated. The tool is intended to be used to support state, local, and regional broadband planning initiatives. AFBF President Bob Stallman serves on the Connected Nation Board. AFBF's Voice of Agriculture website at www.fb.org has undergone a major redesign that more prominently displays connectivity to social media sites Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. News releases, newsline, and blogs also are more predominantly featured. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.